peed all over them. It was wonderful. And then Dallas showed such horrible sportsmanship, hurling the ball into our faces, interrupting the Fun Bunch's victory dance, cheap shots at poor Joel. And yet, still in all, the Redskins undaunted plowed them over. It was wonderful. As I sat there eating a meatball sub and a tuna sub and a six-pack and a half of cold brew, I felt bold and proud to be a Redskins fan. I got an idea while I was sitting there watching Dallas being such a bunch of sore losers. I wonder if anybody's going to do this. Well, what the hell? I'll probably get in trouble for it, but hey, no guts, no glory. You know those little things the football referees wear so they can give the penalties over the loudspeaker system in the stadium? Wouldn't it be great? What those things are that those referees wear on their waist, that's just a simple FM transmitter that the guy's got on. So, you know, like a wireless microphone. It's similar to the thing, you know, when you buy one for your at-home camera, they have those wireless microphones. What it would be neat, somebody with any technical ability, is just figure out what frequency that thing is on. I imagine you could bring a little portable FM receiver and find out what frequency those referees are using to transmit the penalty calls up to the press box. And once you found that frequency, you have at least 3, maybe 4, 5 seconds before they actually start talking. You ever notice that? They wait till the penalty's over, they give the preliminary sign, then after they put the ball down, the guy hits the button on his waist and walks over to the camera. Well, at that point, between when he hits the button on his waist and when he starts talking, you got 3, maybe 4 seconds to start yelling things like, BFD! Danny White's a whip! Danny White's a whip! You know, and it would boom, coast to coast, and they couldn't figure it out. You could probably do it 3, 4 times before they figured out somebody was on the same transmitter as the referee down in the field. Of course, you could yell all kinds of wild things. I mean, you're only limited by your imagination. We here, for the purposes of discussion on the public airwaves, are somewhat limited. But imagine if you knew what frequency that guy were on, and you had those 3 or 4 seconds to yell, MOFO. Wouldn't that be incredible? Or you can tell the whole world to lactate your fructose coast to coast, you know. Wait for the Super Bowl to do it, though. Wait for a big game when there's millions of people around the millions and millions of people around the world. You find out what frequency it is. Surely there must be someone listening with the technical expertise to find out what a simple FM transmitter broadcasts on the waist of a referee to the press box. Oh, God, just think about it. Think about it! Yeah, I would do it. If you tell me how to do it, I'll go to the game and sit there and do it. You can all be watching, giggling, waiting, knowing full well, sooner or later, when the referee hits his waist, I'm going to yell MOVO coast to coast. Of course, they'd probably take my license away. Somebody would turn me in. Somebody'd recognize my voice. And I'd get in big trouble, probably. What the heck? Maybe I'll just run this instead. Just imagine when the referee, big penalty goes down, referee hits his waist, and suddenly, coast to coast, you hear,
I'm going
to
chill out and struggle. Do this and do a little of that. You know, I'm going to look at this and look at that. You know, play some cards, drink some water, take a nap, wake up, and get ready. I'll be here. I got a lot of things to do.